thing. Well, I want to begin by saying this is one of the most humbling experiences that that I've faced here in my 38 years of life. You know, just being considered to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. I mean, it's such an honor. You know, when Frank Winters was inducted, I made it a point to just walk through the hall and read some of the names and just look at those individuals in the hall. And, you know, I got goosebumps because you got guys, Lombardi, Curley, Kramer, Reggie White, Leroy Butler. It was, you know, you're a true fan and a true Green Bay fan. You wouldn't believe just walking through there. And my buddy Frank Winters was being inducted that day, and I was so proud of him because of all the things that he's done for the Green Bay Packers and the commitment and the way he led, he conducted himself and led the offensive line. And, you know, and for a brief second there, I was like, man, wouldn't it be great one of these days to have my name up there next to these guys? And a few weeks ago, I get the call. And let me tell you, I got all choked up. You know, I come running out of the living room, and I tell the wife, I'm like, hon, I just got the call. I'm going to be inducted to the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. You know, and she starts screaming and going crazy, and my kids start screaming, and my six-year-old stops and turns around. And he goes, Dad, what's the Hall of Fame? You know, and I just started laughing. It's an honor, guys. You know, I don't want to repeat what Will said, but I was drafted in the sixth round. You know, not a really high draft pick. I'm grateful for Ron Wolf. I mean, for whatever he saw in me to bring me to Green Bay and let me establish myself into one of the better offensive linemen in Packer history. I prided myself and conducted myself that same way. I wanted to always be there for my teammates. I might have not been the fastest guy or the most athletic man on the field, but there was not one guy on that field that was going to not try as hard as me. I mean, I gave it 110%. I tried to play through any kind of injury. I didn't want to leave my teammates down. It's a great honor, guys. I'm almost lost for words because it's a responsibility now. You know, it's a Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. I'm going to be part of that select group. You got to be special to be into that group. And it's humbling. I mean, I have goose pimples now. Just all the history involved with the Green Bay Packers. You know, you listen to Bob and Cliff talk about Frank Johnnet. That's a story that I did not know. You know, the Green Bay Packers are facing bankruptcy. Here's a team fighting for their lives, and that's back then. That's back in the 1920s. Look at what the Green Bay Packers are today. And let me tell you, they are, to me and always, they're going to be the finest franchise, sports franchise in America because I've left Green Bay and I went to so-called America's team here in Dallas, and I saw America's team, and I played for Dallas Cowboys, hands down. Green Bay Packers, the organization, the people they have working in the organization, the level of professionalism, not just from me, but from every other player that I've come in contact with that's played for other NFL teams, Green Bay is where it's at. We have the finest fans. We have the finest organization, the finest facilities. You know what? We even have the finest uniforms. And that's my personal preference. But, guys, I mean, I'm truly honored. I don't want to say too much because I'm going to save it for my speech here because I'm going to start working on that here pretty soon. I got a lot of people to thank. You know, when I got to Green Bay in 96, I almost got spoiled because we went right to the Super Bowl. So just being part of that team, winning that Super Bowl trophy, I'll never forget that year. That year was just an incredible year. That game capped off a wonderful year. Just being drafted into Green Bay, going into that locker room, seeing the likes of Reggie White, Keith Jackson, Brett Favre, Mark Jamira, Frank Winters, Robert Brooks, William Henderson, Edgar Bennett, Dorsey Levins, Brian Williams, Santana. I mean, what a squad, you know. And then to see these professional guys conduct themselves throughout the year, winning after win after win, then associated with Coach Holmgren, again all the way to that game, and you win the game. And it's my first year. I kind of got spoiled. And I was like, wow, this is great. Then, like William said, every year since, I've been trying to get back, but I've never gotten back. But at least I got one. You know, I made a few Pro Bowls, you know, and that was nice. That was an individual accomplishment. You know, you make the Pro Bowl, you're like, oh, I got the respect of my peers. I played very well. I have arrived in the NFL. I'm one of the better players in the league. All right, but guys, you're talking about the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame. You know, I mean, that's not easy. That's just not, you know, that's might be the finest individual honor that I'm probably going to ever get in my life. You know, to be considered, to be put in that hall, to wear that Hall of Fame ring, I mean, that's something special, something that I will honor and treasure for the rest of my life, something that, you know, I can't wait. I have my three boys, 10, 8, and 6. Can't wait till they get a little older so I can explain to them the meaning of this honor, because it's an honor. And you know, it's guys, I'm just humbled. I mean, I'm at a loss for words right now.
Any questions for Marco?
Marco, what stands out as your career highlight more than anything else?
Marco, what stands out as your career highlight?
I guess if there was one highlight that I had to pick, you know, I'm never going to forget that game that we had on Monday night versus the Oakland Raiders when Brett's dad passed away. I've never seen a team or a bunch of guys group around one individual, and our will to win that game for Brett and his dad was so powerful that no matter what happened that game, we were going to win that game. And just to see and witness Brett play the way he did, and to see the guys react and rally around him, that game to me was, you know, and it's one of those games that I'm never going to forget, that I'm going to tell stories about, that I can't wait to tell my grandchildren about. You know, I just, that's right there is one of the highlights of many. But that one sticks in my mind as a special moment in my NFL career.
Marco, there's only one other guard in Packers history that started more seasons consecutively than you did. Does that mean anything to you? Is that special?
You know what? That is very special. You know, and I believe that guard is Jerry Kramer.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jerry?
That's correct.
You know, that's what I mean by being humbled. You know, one of my, you know, sorry, guys, I'm kind of getting choked up here. When I walked through that hall and I saw Jerry Kramer's face, you know, he was one of those great guards in Green Bay history. You know, and I've always thought to myself, I'm like, am I ever going to be able to reach the level of play that Jerry Kramer has played for the Green Bay Packers? Now, Jerry Kramer played in a different era. He played for Vince Lombardi. They won, I believe, the two first Super Bowls. Yeah, they won the two Super Bowls. I mean, he was a phenomenal player. Jerry Kramer deserves to be in the National Football League Hall of Fame, and I'm a big fan of his. And yeah, that's something I'm going to cherish. You know, it takes a lot of luck, a lot of work, a lot of commitment to start all them games. It's not easy. I played through a lot of injuries. Injuries pretty much caught up to me and cost me my last few years of my career. I had to stop playing because, you know, the body just failed on me. So, you know, at the time, I was going to be there with my teammates. I was more scared of not being able to play and let my teammates down than anything else. You know, I didn't worry about my knees. I didn't worry about my necks, my back, my shoulders, my elbows. I just wanted to be there for my teammates. And I know William could attest to this because that's just the attitude we have. You know, come Sunday, no matter what you feel or, you know, how nicked up you are, the passion and the respect of your teammates to me was that's what pushed me through everything. You know, I just being there for my teammates, just knowing that I could not let them down, no matter what happened to me, I wanted to be there for those guys.
How is your health now, Marco?
Well, you know, my last football game was January of 2007, where I pretty much finished off my back. I had a herniation in the L5-S1 region of my lower back, the second one in 2 years, and ended up finishing the game. And after the game, you know, I couldn't feel my legs. They kind of were so swollen that everything pretty much shut down, so they carried me into the plane. And long story short, got to the hospital, surgery. Same doctor who did the first one in 2005 did the second one in 2007. That pretty much wrapped up my career in a nutshell. I couldn't play anymore because it affected my legs. Now, you know, I'm 38 years old, and, you know, I have good days. I have bad days. I still am active. I got to stay active. I'm doing my back rehab. I still have quite a bit of that numbing sensation down the left side of my leg, and now it's getting down my right. But, you know, those things were part of playing football. I knew the dangers and those things could happen. So when it happened, do I regret it? No. If I could do it again, I'll do it the same exact way. It's the only way I knew how to do it. Hey, it got me into the Hall of Fame, guys, so I'm not going to complain about it. So am I struggling a little bit? You know, right now I think I'm in a better place than I was a year ago. I lost quite a bit of weight since my playing days. I've lost about 35 pounds, so that's helped me quite a bit. Took the weight off the top. You know, my legs, I don't really train my legs anymore because I can't. So most of the weight came off the top, and I feel a lot better now. I'm presently about 275 pounds, and I'm trying. My goal is, you know, to get down to 260 and see how I feel. Could only get better. Could, you know, just alleviate some of the stress in my lower back. You know, I still am active with the doctors, and eventually here, I'm trying to hold off. But through doctor recommendations, they just said, you know, if you need a third surgery, which in the future I probably will need a third surgery. I'm trying to hold it, push it back until technology gets to a point where that third surgery will be the final surgery that I would need. And by saying that is, you know, even if they fuse the back, that might not be the answer. If they do a prosthetic disc, that might not be the answer. Prosthetic discs only last a certain amount of time. And if they go in for the third time, I really don't want to go in for a fourth time. So, like I said, I'm day-to-day. Some days I have good days. Some days, you know, I struggle a little bit. But like always, and Will knows me more than anything, I got to push on. I got three younger boys, and I try to be active with them. Even though if I'm hurting a little bit, you know, I just got to push through it because I want to give them their fair share of that. And hey, you know what, let's go outside, and I'll show you how to do this, and I'll show you how to do that, and I'll pay for it later. But, hey, it's part about being a dad, so I'm not really going to complain about it.
Any other questions for Marco? Thank you, Marco. William, you still there? I think Will dropped off. Well, Marco, thank you for your time. Thanks for William's time and Cliff Crystal and Bob Jonath as well. We appreciate the media checking in additionally. And, again, thanks for everyone for joining the call, and congratulations to the upcoming inductees on behalf of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Inc. Thanks, everyone. Have a great remainder of the day.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Bye.